Paper.
Paper bag, okay. Well, what about, talking about a paper bag, what about a fairly large quantity of flour, let's say 50 pounds of flour, what would that probably be packaged in? If it's not in a barrel, it'd be in, you know, something like a bag?
Flour sack.
A flour sack. But what about something, talking about a flour sack, how about something that was, that might be heavier than a flour sack and made out of rougher, coarser material? I don't know, you might have...
Croca sack.
A croca sack. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that called anything else other than croca sack?
No.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard people talk about maybe if a person has a load of corn, maybe just the amount of corn that he could take to the mill at one time. In other words, not a full load, or maybe the amount of firewood you could carry in your arms at one time. What would you call that?
I don't have a name for it.
Have you ever heard people talk about a turn of corn or a turn of wood?
I've heard them say a turn of wood.
A turn of wood. Was that what I was describing? Would that be a turn of wood, just an arm pull, something like that?
That you can carry just one time.
At one time, okay. All right, if you were at home and the light burned out in your electric lamp, you'd have to replace the what?
Bulb.
All right, the light bulb. And when you take out your washing to hang it up, what do you take it out there in?
Clothes basket.
Clothes basket. What, we were talking about barrel a minute ago. What would be something that nails would come in? It's like a barrel, except maybe smaller than a barrel?
I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes you heard of gunpowder being packaged in this. A keg of powder, or a keg of nails?
Okay.
And talking about a barrel, I said, you know, it consisted of wooden staves. What do you call that thing that goes around the barrel that holds the staves together? You have any idea?
No.
Ever heard that called the barrel hoops? Okay. If you had a bottle or something like that with some liquid in it, what would you put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
If you had a bottle.
Yeah, maybe a wine bottle or something like that with a narrow mouth. And you wanted
a
to
cork.
Keep a cork, okay. Have you ever seen people play these things there? It's an instrument, you play it with your mouth and you move it back and forth like that.
Harmonica.
Have you ever heard people call it harmonica anything else? You ever heard them call it a harp?
Yes.
A harp. This is, you ever played a harmonica?
No.
Okay. And this is something else that you play with your mouth, except it makes a twanging sound, you know? And people, it will got a little thing that vibrates back and forth between your teeth, and people kind of...
I don't know what that is.
Have you ever heard of a Jew's harp?
Yes.
Okay. You ever tried to play one of those?
No.
Okay. What about some of the... I was talking about a shed that people might use to keep their tools in. What are some of the tools that you or your husband might have around the house?
We have hammer, saw, screwdrivers, different types. You mean, when you say tools, do you mean like gun, like a hoe, a shovel?
Well, the ones that you mentioned, you know, for like building things, mm-hmm. You had to build a piece of furniture, yeah, that's fine. Do you know anything about wagons?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a few questions about wagons. What if you had a wagon and two horses, do you know what you would call that long wooden piece that runs between the two horses?
No.
Yeah, that's, you ever heard that called the tongue of the wagon?
Yes.
Okay, now you know it. Okay. If you had a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch the horse up, you have to back him in between the what of the buggy? What do you call those things, those long wooden things that run out both sides that you attach the horse to? Have any idea what that's called?